Hello, everybody, and welcome to another strained episode of the DoxCast. I am your co-host, Josh Trumbo, and with me, as always, is the outbroken Richard Early.
Outbroken?
Like, yeah, outspoken.
Yeah, I like it. It's good.
So.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
You know, it's been a week, man, but, you know, that doesn't matter. Like, we're here to have fun. We're here to record some podcasts. Like, everybody knows what's going on. We've talked about it a bunch. We'll talk about it a bunch more. The purpose of the rest of this afternoon and these podcasts is, you know, to just put that all aside.
Right. Get a break from the social distancing by still being distant.
By listening to a podcast?
Well, but together. See, we're coming together over the internet to, we can chat, and we hope that you folks who are watching will chat with us live. Because honestly, I didn't do a whole lot of research or anything preparation for this, expecting that we'd have a lot of homebound people who would appreciate the opportunity to chat. So let's go ahead and dive into it. What we're doing today is we're going to record several podcasts here, and we're going to focus on a different thing each podcast, but within the realm of pandemics, viruses, things like that. So we're going to first start talking about some of our favorite movies and TV shows, if applicable, that deal with that topic. So yeah, how do you want to do this, Rich? Do you want to just start?
I don't know. That's a good question. But let's just refocus on one thing you just said. Like, right, if you're watching live, we want your involvement. Like, we're all, I mean, again, and I said this before this podcast, but like, we're all in different circumstances. We get that. But like, this is our community. So like, we're here because we want to hear from you. You know, it's a combination of how's everybody doing, checking in, and trying to get you to have a good time. Like, do you know an obscure virus movie or TV show or plot? Like, tell us about it, right? Like, post it, talk to us, see what's going on, and share this thing. Like, have a blast. Like, if you're enjoying this and watching it, share it around and tell us your favorites, because like, I can think of like two right now, so it's probably going to be some Google searching on the fly. But anyway, the one I keep running into is you go to iTunes and stuff, or whatever it's called now, because it's not iTunes anymore, but you know what I mean. You know, like the most popular rental is like this movie Contagion, right? Is that Dustin Hoffman one with the, or I which think, one is that?
Outbreak? Outbreak is
Outbreak, yeah.
Al Pacino and Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, you're right. Al Pacino's in that movie. Yeah. Holy cow.
Yep, he yells at the virus.
So what happens in Contagion?
I have no idea. That's like Gwyneth Paltrow or something, isn't it?
I don't know. I think I've never seen it. I guess I'm going to...
I haven't either. Has anyone watching, have you seen Contagion? Is this a good movie? Let us know.
And apparently I'm going to rent it now, because like, I can't figure out what it is. So... The best pandemic and virus outbreaks movie. This is good podcasting. Well, now it's me Googling stuff.
I mean, I've got a couple prepared if you want me to go ahead.
You do it, man. Yeah.
I mean, I can wait for you.
No. This is your show, buddy.
All right, let's start off with this. I'm going to go 12 Monkeys.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
12 Monkeys. Not necessarily focusing on the virus or the pandemic portion of it, but it's a reason that the whole movie happens, is that humanity has been fairly wiped out by this disease. And so that's what's going. 12 Monkeys, fantastic movie. For those of you who have not seen it, Terry Gilliam, who of Monty Python fame, also did Brazil, Time Bandits, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and that Don Quixote movie that almost didn't happen or tried to happen several times. Anyway, Bruce Willis is in it, and what's his face? Wow, how am I blanking on one of the like biggest movie star names of our day and age? Someone will help us here. Anyway, great movie. Bruce Willis, time traveling, going back in time. They're trying to figure out like where this virus started, what happens, they can, you know, try to find a cure for it and save humanity in that sense. It's really good. It's actually, here's my film degree coming into play. It's based on an experimental short film called La Jetée. And the movie, that movie was just a series of still images with like a narration over it. If you have a chance to find, if you can find La Jetée, I recommend it. It's actually really cool. It sounds like it might not be based on that description. No, it's just a bunch, it's like a slideshow of someone's really bad vacation. But it's very cool. So I'm going to go with that for my first one. And,
well, yeah. No, that movie's great. It's a weird movie. I've only seen that movie like once, and it's weird because I usually, yeah. Especially when I was younger, if I liked it, I'd obsess and watch it a million times.
Brad Pitt. I couldn't think of his name. That's the other guy. Sorry to interrupt, but it came to me.
And they made that. Throw that in there. Didn't Sci-Fi make a series based on it?
I think they
more recently
did,
too?
Yeah. I never watched that because I liked the movie well enough that I didn't feel like I needed another version of it, but I have no idea if that was any good. Aaron Wallach popped in and said that the Wallachs highly recommend the novel I Am Legend by Richard Matheson, which was also made into a movie that I have not seen. That's one, I think Will Smith is in that. Reports were that the movie was all right, but there you go. So, Greg is saying the TV series, the 12 Monkeys TV series, was okay.
So, okay.
Maybe, you know, if you've streamed all the rest of the things in your watch list, you can maybe find that one.
Matt McGregor is talking about, there's a Casey Affleck directed series on Amazon called,
Light of My
Life. Yeah. Yep, so... about a virus that targets women. So.
Oh, interesting. Because we've seen and
comics
jump ahead, but you've got some comics that do the opposite of that, where it's men that get wiped out.
Spoilers.
Yeah. I didn't say which comics. All right, not every comic. And Aaron Dorval is saying he's a big fan of Planet of the Apes. So Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Because the apes rise up, but then there's also viral things that happen that take out the humans. So that's a good pick there too. The lead ape got his intelligence from a virus.
That's right. Yeah.
I actually haven't watched any of the new ones with Andy Serkis as the monkey. I did watch the Mark Wahlberg vehicle from Tim Burton.
That's a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah. That was,
there's some cool things in it. It's not a great movie, but
it was okay. Yeah, Michael Clark Duncan was great.
Mm-hmm.
Seamus.
He was something, all right.
Yeah, he was like a gorilla. So we've also got Omega Man has been mentioned, the Charlton Heston movie.
I mean, that's based on the book I Am Legend. So there's something.
Oh, yeah. Omega Man was based on
There's a series of movies that are all have tried to, well, like I Am Legend, there's the Will Smith movie too, you know, but yeah, there's been multiple attempts to basically adapt the book. The book's awesome. The book's really good, and a couple of the different movie versions I really like too. So yeah.
Excellent.
Last person on Earth trying to survive.
Do you know your phone is volume's coming out of it?
I do now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. Just want to avoid the echo effect for our listeners
Sorry.
Nope. That's all right. It's episode 2 of Rich Figuring Out Technology. You have to be here for the prologue to get that joke.
You'll have to go back in time.
Yeah.
Like in 12 Monkeys.
That's right.
And if you do, could you please warn us all when you get there?
Right.
I got a couple more being shouted out too. I just want to keep up on the shout outs. So
keep them coming. These are great.
A Quiet Place.
Yeah, so saying it's monsters instead of a virus. So I don't know if it quite qualifies, but
because there we're getting into like the post-apocalyptic side of things, where which there'll be a lot of. But
I still haven't seen A Quiet Place. I've heard it's fantastic.
Yes. Aaron Dorval says, we don't talk about Mark Wahlberg's version. Yeah. Sorry, Aaron.
We'll edit that out.
Yes. So.
Excellent. Well, yeah, there's some good ones out there. Let's see.
Back to 28 Days Later.
Yes, that was another one that was on my list. That was a really great movie because we had a good zombie movie in quite a while, I feel like. Mm-hmm. You know, like, let's talk about zombie movies in general, because most of them, if not all of them, are virus-related, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Original Night of the Living Dead by George Romero. Super good.
Not quite a virus. They're awakened by radiation. Or, yeah, but...
Right. But it's still passed on that way. It's, so I think it qualifies. But yeah, so good stuff there. I'm not a huge fan of the zombie genre.
Nope, like, I'm not either.
It just, it's one of those things where I feel like there was some really good stuff, and now everything else is just retreading that ground that I don't care to retread. You know, it's just basically, most zombie movies are either full out war, or they're just examining how awful humanity is. It's like, those two things don't always interest me.
Well, or they're so fraught in hopelessness that, you know, like The Walking Dead, right? Like, I've never been a huge Walking Dead fan. I did watch a lot of the show. The comic is really good. Kirkman is actually really good. And you know, you might... Well, the reason I put it that way is, like, sometimes stuff is kind of schlocky or whatever. But no, Kirkman's a great creator, right? And there's... And the idea of putting people into the impossible situation, but then focusing on them as people, is a good twist on how to do it, right? But even at the end of the day, if there's no hope for survival, what is the story we're telling? And I know people like that. I know people like total fatalism a lot. You know, a lot of people like, they like it when the bad guy outright wins. They like it when the good guy dies. I mean, I get all that. I don't understand it narratively. Where, you know, stories are about the human condition. There are ways for us to connect to people. I don't need or really am interested in connecting to that. At the same time, I understand the appeal to a lot of people of, I like Rick Grimes. Great character. Really have enjoyed his stories, you know. But I do think there was this, you know, now maybe different, who knows, but there was this idea that there are a lot of, I'm going to say guys, too, who liked, you know, they liked Conan in the 70s, and they liked the idea of the zombie apocalypse. And I think it always appeals to, you know, my life is crappy, my job sucks, you know what I mean? And there's all these burdens. But the thing is, if there's a zombie apocalypse, I can imagine having the shotgun. I can, you know, and being out there and kicking butt and being in charge of my life and being the hero. And I totally get that. You know what I mean? So it's never appealed to me quite that way, but I totally get that. And I'm only talking about one way to enjoy them. And my apologies to all women who also enjoy them. That is not my intent. Is to, you know, So anyway.
Yeah. No, I think there's a component to it, and you see this in a lot of kind of, you know, sci-fi and stuff. Is that you take impossible situations or theoretical situations to examine humanity as it currently is. Like, here's how we can, you know, turn the magnifying glass over onto our behavior now by putting it in this situation that doesn't exist. And that's a lot of what I is in the zombie type, you know, apocalypse, or maybe apocalypse in general. But you do tend to get a lot of, well, if everything is as bleak as possible, if everything looks terrible, if it's hopeless, then humanity turns on itself. And, you know, here's this group, and, you know, even in 28 Days Later, you know, sorry, there's going to be spoilers. We forgot to mention that this episode. We're talking about movies that have been out for a while for the most part, so it's okay, I hope. But, you know, they eventually come in contact, they find another group of humans, and it's being run by, you know, this military group or whatever, and they immediately take the women, and, you know, it's this big, like, disgusting boys' party, you know? Like, well, this is the way Earth is. We gotta reproduce, and so you're just cattle now, you know? It's like, it's just a breeding farm thing. And a lot of that stuff, I've seen it. I don't really care to see it that often. You know, and another way you can go with it is you can get hope out of it from, well, if things are as bleak and hopeless as possible, people are still joining together and being human and finding their humanity. And it seems like those are the two ways to go with that. So, I don't know, most often it goes towards the bleakest possible outlook where it's just like, hey, you've it's you, you're alone. Oh, you found someone else. Crap, they turned out to be the worst examples of humanity possible. Everything's terrible still. You know?
Yeah.
But I digress. We've got some more.
Science fiction, which is basically what it's in, is often, you know, a great metaphor. You know, science fiction at its best is a metaphorical device, right? It's a way to tell stories about the human condition. But yeah, you know, like classic Star Trek, when they were doing it, it wasn't a story about the human condition is always awful and people suck, right? It was that humanity is actually awesome, and here's a future where their awesomeness is fully realized, and now they go out and have adventures without any internal struggles. And there was occasionally a crappy admiral, you know, somebody who'd gone astray, but it was never purely cynical, you know, or things like that. So, I mean, and we could do whole shows about my opinion of Star Trek's view on things now, but yeah, no, go ahead.
Save that for, we'll try to catch up on some comments here.
Yep.
Greg Donovan mentioned he likes that the why of The Walking Dead doesn't matter. And I totally agree with that.
Yes.
We've talked before on this podcast, in other situations with other movies and things, where, you know, sometimes the people get too hung up on the why. It's like, I have to know why this is. And I think when we were discussing some of our opinions on the latest Star Wars movies, that's come about, where it's like, I don't need to know how this happened. I don't care. I just want to see a good story. So that's definitely a plus in the book for that. It's just like, this is the situation, it's happening, now let's move forward instead of trying to go back and determine what happened and why and whose fault it is and etc.
I totally agree with that. I think, you know, it's one of the best things that The Walking Dead ever did, and it's right from the beginning. You know, like, Rick wakes up to this has already happened, and we don't even sit through the evolution of it happening. It's one of the worst. You know, they did the Fear of the Walking Dead, which covered that. It's like, we've covered that a billion times. Walking Dead. It's what made Walking Dead unique, is it didn't start in a peaceful day, and it started happening. You know,
it's like superhero origin movies.
Yep.
We know it happened. We don't need to know how it happened or why.
Yep.
Yeah. So Eric McGriff mentioned Z Nation is one of the best zombie movies or shows. Z Nation is a show, I believe.
It is a series. Yeah. Eric, I don't know much about it. If you could give us just a quick synopsis, too, that'd be fantastic. Maybe a lot of people do. I'm just not familiar.
And you did mention later on the best thing about it is that it isn't just hopelessness.
Yeah, so that's cool.
That's very cool.
That's why I'm interested to know or hear a little more about it. So.
Let's see. Aaron Dorville mentioned that Resident Evil, Dawn of the Dead, etc. are viral movies.
Yep.
Very true. Resident Evil, I have not watched any of those movies. I've heard they're not great, but that they're fun. I almost said they're fun trash. That's a quote from someone else. Not me, because I haven't seen them. So don't crucify me for that one. But
I think probably most fans recognize them for what they are, right? Like, I doubt most fans are like, Resident Evil 6 didn't win an Oscar, you know.
I don't think too many people are calling for that.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they don't have value and don't, you know, scratch that itch, so.
Yeah. And Aaron also said that he called the resurgence of zombies there and actually purchased a website where he was going to do reviews and rules for the zombie apocalypse, but got lazy and didn't do it. So, yeah, you could have been this, on the leading edge of that. Aaron, I'm very disappointed now.
Actually, Aaron, where you could have been way ahead has said you started a YouTube channel. You know, like, there would have absolutely been a niche for a bombastic, lovable loudmouth like yourself to, you know, to get that daily 7 to 10
That's
minute.
A compliment, I think.
It is, you know, so like, yeah, if you get that 7 to 10 minute, you know, daily video out there, and you would have, you know, you could have built a lot of viewers, and yeah, there you go.
Yeah. And also, he also mentioned that post-apocalypse is always tribal because it's low-hanging fruit. And that's a good point.
Totally. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Just,
well, of course, this is what would happen if, you know. Yeah, that's another thing. So that doesn't fit right today because, you know, I mean, we can go stream of consciousness and go on tangents, I guess, if we want to, but.
But like, the point about that, you know, like the low-hanging fruit point is absolutely correct. But, you know, at its heart, one of everybody's favorite movies of the last 20 years in the nerd world is Dark Knight, you know, Batman the Dark Knight, right?
Yeah.
And that's effectively what the Joker is saying, is he's talking about the line between civilization and barbarism. And yeah, I mean, you drop that with a viral or other type of apocalypse movie, and then you play around with what would happen. So, yeah. Well,
no, I was just thinking, we don't want to go on the tangent today, but I'm curious to know if anybody's aware of some good post-apocalyptic movies that don't dig into that tribal crutch. Mm-hmm. That's something I'm sure I could, if I thought about it, I could probably come up with something too, but nothing's coming to mind immediately. But yeah, we'll keep it
That's an idea I've had when I've been, like, more and more over the last 2 years, I've been keeping notes as I think of, like, a random idea for a story I'd like to write. Because, like, before I die, I want to write. Like, I just want to be comfortably sitting in my office and writing stories, whether anybody ever reads them or not. It just, I don't feel like my life will have been what I want it to be if I don't finally do it. But I actually, at one day, was writing notes about, like, what if there was an apocalypse where instead of, like, everything's terrible, you know, like, things are good, and, like, how can I re-envision society in a positive way in a world that's in an aftermath of something devastating?
Well, it's like, it's so funny thinking about, like, Endgame, right? Like, they make that notion, it's like, I saw a whale in the Hudson Bay or wherever it was.
Yep.
You know, and now there are reports that, like, the canals in Venice are cleaner because people haven't been out using them and polluting them. So it's not super far-fetched to think that an apocalypse could end up allowing the planet to heal some if the human virus, if we go with some Matrix terminology there, right?
Yep.
If humanity was scaled back a bit, which I'm not advocating that. Don't go out and start killing people or anything. We're not eco-terrorists or whatever. But that is interesting. Like, I saw that story about the Venice canals running cleaner now since they've had awful, terrible, deaths and spread in Italy. Don't mean to make light of that in any sense, but that made me think of that line from Endgame where they were talking about that, and it's just like, well, you know, maybe life does balance out a little bit better if we're not always in the middle of it.
Let's clarify a couple things again. Remember, you know, by the time you're listening to this podcast, just understand that we're here to have some fun today, right? Like, we could go on and on and on. We can hand wring, and that's already being done, and we are doing it. But the purpose of this podcast is just to get some people talking, which we're getting, and to have a good time, you know? And then one Corona comment is that, unlike these zombie apocalypse and things like that, you know, there is going to be an after this, you know, we're more making a sacrifice. It's going to be awful, but, we're already seeing where China, I mean, there's this story that came out yesterday about, China is going to have screenings of Harry Potter in 3D. And I think they said even in 4D. And then there are some posters popping up with at least potential release dates of April 30th. And so it's like, hey, you know, like, we can do this, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Timely comment by Greg Donovan. Life finds a way.
Yeah.
He does. Also, Eric McGriff is still listening, but he's currently shaving a cat. So that's news that we all needed, I think.
Yep. And I like Aaron's plan for his website.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So, I mean, you could do whole shows on zombies, obviously. So, what else you got?
Oh, let's see. What other movies can we discuss, or other viral related things? I did look at a list. I've actually got one pulled up right here of movies, and someone brought up The Seventh Seal by Ingmar Bergman, which is interesting because it's set during the Black Death, you know, the plague in the 1300s, but it doesn't really have much to do with a virus, if I remember. It's been a long time since I've seen it. It's a fantastic movie. Absolutely great, but that was an odd choice, I think, where it's like, there's a knight playing chess with death.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really trying to escape a virus. It probably already killed him. That's
Yeah, The Andromeda Strain is definitely one of my favorite movies. I've never read the novel, Michael Crichton's novel from 1969. And I know that off the top of my head. I'm not reading that off of a website. but yeah, you know, it's so about a group of scientists trapped in a facility, and they're trying to actually stop an extraterrestrial virus before it gets loose. So, I mean, oh my God, that movie's great. It's so freaking suspenseful. It's just an awesome movie.
I read the novel. I have not seen the movie. The novel was quite good. It was a little slow, at least for me at the time. But Andromeda Strain.
I was born in 1969. Does that count?
For what? Having not read the novel?
Yeah.
I don't think you get it's not a pass. Like, I don't think anyone's judging you for not reading it. It's not like, oh, you were born that year. It's okay. It's okay. He was 0 years old when the novel came out. Of course he hasn't read it. I don't think that's a...
Mm-hmm. Oh, here it is. Here's... You keep... I'm going to finally figure out what Contagion's about. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Yeah, I'm just kind of...
Oh, it's a Soderbergh movie.
Oh, so it's really? Like, Steven Soderbergh.
So it's beautiful and pointless? No, sorry.
Ouch, big rip on Soderbergh out of nowhere.
But no, like, he's really good, but a lot of what it amounts to is, like, he has kind of a cool idea, and then it just never really materializes in anything, but it looks pretty the whole time.
He is very he has very good stylistic sense. Absolutely. Although Steven Soderbergh did all three of the Ocean's 11 movies.
I don't know, he did.
I think he did at least the first two. I can't remember if he did the third one or not, but... So he's made some fun movies. He's had some good ones in there like that.
I've seen some of this movie. I don't like this movie.
Oh,
I think I saw it in the theater and I thought it sucked. Like, I could be wrong because it's, you know, I mean, I see a lot of movies, but I'm pretty sure that this movie sucks and people are dumb. But anyway, does anybody like Contagion or am I right and it sucks?
Yeah, has anybody else seen Contagion? That's an interesting... Now this is becoming, like, let's dig into this. Let's figure out if Contagion is any good. Forget the rest of the movies.
Yeah, I just want to know if Contagion is good or not. Like, I think it sucks. Hold on, you keep talking. I'm going to the tomato meters.
Oh, let's see. Eric brings up the World of Games State of Decay 2 came out on Steam a couple days ago. All kinds of plague zombies to end. Well, there you go. That's if you want to fight back or feel like you're fighting back, you can go ahead and get that. Let's see. Also, there was a Simpsons episode where they mentioned coronavirus. Have you seen that? Like, Simpsons, like...
Is there really? Because, like, have you seen that list of everything they predict?
Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it?
Now, it's like Nostradamus. They just predict a billion things, and so, of course, you know, you can... But, you know, it's... but, yeah, that's pretty impressive. Okay, so...
Let's see, what else?
Yeah, okay. If this is it... No, I got the right movie. This is great. Hold on.
I can't wait to hear this. I haven't heard a really good Rich rant in a while.
No, I don't have a rant. I can't remember the movie well enough to...
A little disappointed then. You should watch it again just that we can rant.
Okay, if this is it, it's at 34%. So that would make me really happy. Yeah.
That's pretty low.
I'm just trying to make sure I'm on the right Contagion movie, you know, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at another list.
No, this isn't it. This isn't it. Okay.
Sadness.
There's different Contagions. Man, I was hoping that was it. So. Okay.
The Girl with All the Gifts.
Wow, Bruce Boxleitner is in this one. So, okay, well, we're like off the rails here. This is great.
All right, so Matt McGregor brought up a movie called The Girl with All the Gifts. Which I have never heard of. One of several children immune to a mutated fungal disease that has eradicated free will and turned the rest of humanity into cannibalistic zombies. A gifted young girl escapes the safety of a special school and helps guide mankind's survival. Interesting. Have you seen that one, Matt?
No.
Is that any good? That's definitely got an interesting description there. And Aaron Dorval's wondering if The Happening counts for the worst All Humans Die movie. I have not seen it. I did not see it because it looked terrible. He loved The Girl with All the Gifts, so there's a recommendation for you folks if you're looking for
one. No, it's true. Like The Happening is just about... I mean, Josh, they try to outrace the wind. Right? Like, do you need to... I mean...
Gotta get away from those spores. Run faster than the wind.
All right, can't even find it. Like, there's a Bruce Boxleitner movie called Contagion from the 1990s that has a 34%. That's the one that I found.
Oh, that's the one we were looking
for. Yeah, and there's everybody remembers that one. I love Bruce Boxleitner, by the way, but that has nothing to do with
it. I don't recognize the name. What's he been in? Where would I know him from?
Oh, Babylon 5.
Oh, I haven't watched Babylon 5.
Well, you're dumb.
I can't argue with that. I mean... I've never made claims to the opposite, so.
Okay, 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb for Contagion. So, there you go.
Greg was saying, it's pretty accurate on how the epidemic spreads. Contagion is the deep impact of virus movies. Wow.
Love it!
There's the quote of the day, right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, poor deep impact. It did have Morgan Freeman in it, so.
Well, all right, we've talked Contagion to death, and okay, I'm going to watch this movie again, because I don't know, like, if it's the movie I remember, I have no interest in seeing this movie ever again, so, it's set up around different locations, and it keeps going back and forth between them, and I didn't care about anybody or anything, and it was just vapid crap, so.
I think that's a personal problem, Rich. I don't know if that's an issue with the movie.
All right. Okay. Do we have any more?
Let's see. Oh, Bruce Boxleitner was also on The Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Yes.
Apparently. So.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, but Babylon 5, so. No.
That's the thing to know.
J. Michael Straczynski, Babylon 5. That show changed my life.
Oh, are there any other good... So far, I think we've only had one good television show mentioned. That was the zombie one that Eric had brought up there. Which I'm totally... Z Nation, yeah. Were there any other good TV shows? I mean, there are TV shows that have episodes where there's a virus or some kind of disease introduced and they have to fight back and not all become... subject to whatever it does to them. But are there any good other TV shows that are really based around? Because that's kind of a difficult... it's difficult to sustain a TV show about a virus or disease, right? Because eventually it either gets cured or people just lose interest because it's like, well, they're still dealing with this disease.
It is one of those traps of like... It's like, well, you know, it's like the first time it really hit me, and I should have hit it before then, was like Star Trek Voyager, right? It's like, well, they're trying to get home. Well, oh, they're going to get home in this episode? Well, here's the thing. If they get home in this episode, there's no more show. So they're not getting home in this episode, right? So that's basically what you're saying. It's like,
right.
Okay, so they're either going to solve the virus or not. And if they do, the series wouldn't be on anymore. And by the time they do, no one is left to care. Yeah, so...
Eric mentioned that The Strain was a show that was on FX, which is funny because I used that as an adjective at the beginning of the show and totally forgot about it. So there was The Strain. I haven't watched that either.
The Strain is not unlikable. Guillermo del Toro was behind it, and he wrote... There was a trilogy of books, and I read the first one, and I think it was okay. There's some things that show in that book do really well. The one thing I would say about it is it's kind of tries too hard to be all things to everybody. On the one hand, it's a virus show. On the other hand, it's a conspiracy show. Mm. On the other hand, it's an action show. On the other hand, it's a suspense show.
Oh my goodness, I'm exhausted already.
It never made up its mind and tried to fill way too many roles rather than just be one thing. So it's not a bad show at all. So, I think it probably, I mean, I gave up on it as a show after about a season and a half. And
sure.
I know my friend Scott Morehouse stuck with it, which is weird. He sticks with nothing, and that was his choice of things to stick with. So, anyway, God bless you, Scott. You're probably not watching.
Well, I think I've just about exhausted. Oh, yeah, Greg brought up The Strain as well. So, there,
yeah.
There you go. I think I've just about exhausted all the ones that I have any real interest in or remember. I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of other ones that are just, they're out there. They're maybe not good or bad enough to really dig into and relive on the show here today.
Yeah, or we've probably forgotten some critical one. Oh, you know, there's somebody a good would be chance. Like, what know. About this? And we're like, oh yeah, we're dumb. You know,
we have a pretty good audience out there that knows a lot of good pop culture stuff. So, I think somebody would have caught something, would have caught it if we missed it. So
yeah, okay. Well, you know, we can just wrap this one up. We're gonna stream three podcasts in a row, and we hope people will stick with us through or jump in and out on different ones. So this one's been movies and TV shows. The next one up we're gonna do is board games.
Yeah.
And then the last one we're going to do is going to be about comic books. And I have an interesting story there, that's for sure.
Oh.
And we might grab Eric Broadshow for that one if we can. So
excellent. All right, so yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap this podcast up. But everyone stick around. We'll take a short break come right back. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to everybody who has joined us in the chat. This was a lot of fun, a good way to kick off today's podcasting block. Paradox Comics and Cards, Paradox CNC, is our website address. We have a Facebook page. We're also at Paradox CNC on Twitter, Paradox CNC on Instagram. We are currently open, but we are implementing some ways to make your shopping experiences as safe as possible. Highly recommend that you go to ParadoxCNC.com. On the front page, like right in the middle, we usually have a block of three of our latest blog posts or our most recent news bits. And right in the middle of that, there's one about all the announcements that we've had so far regarding coronavirus and, you know, all the stuff happening here with that. So check that out. That's going to go into more detail about our Paradoxes on the Case, which again, Rich, stands for
Call Ahead Shopping Experience. And it's just, there are infinite ways. Well, there aren't infinite ways. There are a lot of easy ways to take care of you and for us all to get through this. We want to support you. We need your support. But it all starts with that phone call first. That's what it comes down to. You know, and yeah, you can email us first. You can do other things. But it's that phone call that just gets you a Paradox staff member and then lets you arrange payment, curbside pickup. And let that staff member be your personal shopper. You want to know what's on the D&D shelf? Just ask him what's on the D&D shelf. Mm-hmm. We're going to go, you know, this is extraordinary times and they call for extraordinary measures. So we got this.
And extraordinary staff, which we also have.
Oh, our staff is just, it's there. Yeah. Someday there's going to be a party that they're going to call the cops on us for. So.
It's going to be really hard figuring out who Employee of the Month is this month. They're all so good. But yes, so we do record these podcasts whenever we can. Like today, we try to record them in a block and we release them every week on the website. Typically, they're up on Sunday at some point, but definitely by Monday each week. So we hope that you'll go and check out the previous podcasts, check out these ones as they come up. We are coming very close to hitting episode 300, so we need to start planning, Rich, what we're going to do for that.
Yeah.
So check those things out. Unfortunately, there really aren't any events happening in store right now for obvious reasons, but we do hope that you will continue to stay in touch with Paradox and patronize us when you can.
And not in the way you would normally patronize.
Well, yeah. Don't be patronizing.
Yeah. But yeah, and we've got some really cool ideas. We're going to get through this. We're going to get through this together. And if you need us, if you need something, I mean, if you need something beyond what the shop would normally do, just get a hold of us. You know, our job is to make sure that you're safe and healthy, that, you know, your health comes first, your hobbies come after. So,
well, and yeah, one of the big missions for the store has been for quite a few years now is building community and supporting community, and that's it's not just saying, well, yeah, we're gonna have a Magic the Gathering event for the Magic players. I mean, that's part of it, but supporting our community is very important to us. So with that, we'll draw this podcast to a close, and we thank you all for tuning in. We hope to see you next time. We hope to see you in the store when that all comes again, and we'll see you on the next DoxCast.